This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome in. 1 hour down, three to go. Covered a lot of hot topics. By the way, Sprague is in, and he's claiming innocent in the thermo wars. A lot of fake news, a lot of finger pointing in the thermostat wars here at The Fan. I think we've settled on blaming Danny Morang at this point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think there needs to be a scapegoat.
An underdog.
Sounds like everyone's willing at this point to just blame Danny and move on. Sounds like Sprague is not interested smartly in participating in the thermo wars against me. I have the high ground. I have the high chair. You don't want to mess with the guy that's got the thermostat when he's the last chair. One in the building.
You know who it's not for sure? Buckley.
No.
Because he doesn't need, I mean.
What incentive
even,
do I have?
Not even
and, you know what?
Not
Unless
even at
I had an axe to grind. If I had something to play at, maybe. But
if there was an app, maybe.
Good old Liquor Rick, my buddy, has sent me. What we need to get is one of those lock boxes that goes over the thermostat. Have you seen those?
I have seen those.
Yeah, yes. You can just get them. I'm going to buy one of those for the studio and just set it at like 66 and then just put the lock over it.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I don't see what the problem is with it just being 66 or 67 all the time.
Exactly.
What's the issue with that?
Would anyone bother to break through or break the lock box?
Why would they? And what would you
if
be doing
if they wanted
it for?
To control the
That's
temperature.
Destruction of property.
We're not here just
vandalizing things. Come on.
Well, would it
There's
be
There's rules involved. This isn't NOM.
Would it be to turn it up or down?
I would assume down.
Down lower?
Or no. I guess, it'd be up. If it's set at 66, no one's going to set that thing lower.
You like, just turned it to 64.
Well, because it was so hot, I needed to cool down. And I think it's settled.
It was just on 67, and you said, I'm going to turn this down to 64.
If it's at 66 or 67, that's a universal good temperature, because if it's too chilly for you, you put on a little sweatshirt, or in the case of Buckley, you can put on your shawl. You can borrow your wife's leg warmers.
Wait a second.
And you'll be toasty warm.
When did I wear women's shawls?
Look, Buckley, you don't have control of your thermostat. You got a labradoodle. We know what's going on in your house.
I'm a well-insulated man, and I do not need to concern myself with the temperature.
That did feel a little out of bounds, the shawl thing.
Shawl.
I mean, you hit him with the Subaru.
I don't even
bring
a jacket, bro.
Thermostat. Labradoodle, and now this?
Buckley doesn't really, he doesn't really wear jackets. Buckley's not a jacket guy.
I like how you're like, what madman would possibly turn it down once it's at 67? And literally the last break, you're like, it's 67 in here. I'm turning it down to 64.
And was it not delightful in here? It was crisp.
You have a sweatshirt on and a hat.
It felt good.
And you didn't tell me, hey, I'm going to turn it down to 64. So I'm in a t-shirt, and I'm a wee bit nipply.
You should have borrowed Buckley's shawl.
I should have.
Go out to the Subaru and get one. Maybe get one of those emergency.
Yeah,
like,
I've got those extra shawls in my Subaru.
The problem is when we both go out at the same time. I sometimes walk to his car. He walks to mine. It's,
I do
it's
like when
cute.
I like when I pull up and I see you guys rolling up in the matching Subies. And then Rob's got a Subaru too. We're a very Subaru heavy station.
That surprises me zero.
It warms my heart every time I see my three bros rolling up in their Outbacks. It's. And Foresters, it makes me
feel
good.
If you were going to say, I mean, you get this lineup and you'd say, yeah, there's some lesbian vibes here.
I'm just saying, I like it. My daughter drives a Subaru. It's great. You guys can all just, you know, join in with my 20-year-old daughter. I'll drive
by, yeah, baby.
It's great.
It was a family safe vehicle, Suk.
I got to ride in Buckley's Subaru for the first time the
That's
other day.
Right.
It was a tasty ride.
There was granola all over the floor.
It was. You when you sit in, because you can always... When you first sit in someone's car, it does give you a snapshot of their life.
Oh, yeah, you're not allowed in my car.
And the first time you sit in Buckley's car, you know instantly that that is a father.
It's a kid car.
That is a busy father.
I'm that guy, too.
And that is the main mode of transportation when your kids go some places in that Subaru. It is abundantly obvious the moment you get in.
You got applesauce stains. You got granola everywhere.
There was some granola. There was some various stains. You're not really sure what they are. I looked like maybe some Cheeto finger imprints.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Possibly.
I'm guessing those are Cheez-Its?
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
Oh, I was going to say, I almost said my car is not, I forget
Buckley
what you
boys
said
are
was
big
in there,
on Goldfish.
But I was going to say my car is Goldfish.
Goldfish
is
granola balls.
Yeah, the moment I got in and I saw the whatever that color is, because it's not...
That orange, that...
It's a burnt orange kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, you see, like, I saw the dust in all of the seat cracks. I was like, yes.
Do you have Z-bar crumbs everywhere? They don't tend to crumb up too bad, but
ooh,
you have a lot of
Z-bars. Should we? Yeah.
Z-bars are really good.
If you get in my car, you admittedly know that no child is allowed in my car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's no... My car is...
It's a refreshing place to be.
It's very, it's very, very clean.
That's the difference of having kids who are in their 20s versus a kid who's six and how old are yours?
Four,
yeah,
one and a half.
Come on.
Well, I've always been that way, though, because my wife always had the family car, and I always had my car has always been I'm a clean car guy.
You crap up your car, you said to your wife, as you set the thermostat.
Well, it's just like there's clean car guy and there's not.
Yeah, no,
that's
true.
How it was for
that's
me
true.
Growing up. My dad was a clean car guy, and my mom had the minivan that everybody trashed.
Yeah, the most horrifying situation on planet Earth outside of the ball pit. The ball pit is the single most terrifying place in existence.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
The ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese, the ball pit at any sort of fair, carnival, whatever.
Band-Aids and barf.
Yeah, you go into the ball pit, just accept the fact that you're coming out with some form of MRSA, staph, getting pink eye. But secondary to the ball pit is the third row of any family vehicle. Like, front seat's one thing. The back seat, you're like, ooh, it's a little rough. But God forbid, if there's a third row, minivan or supersized SUV, and you get to the third row, it's Thunderdome. All rules are off. It's like Lord of the Flies. Piggy has the conch. There's like a dead animal's head on a spike back there. Everything is sticky. You don't know why. God forbid what's under the seat, because no one has cleaned under that seat in decades.
Can't reach back there.
Yeah, it's... And the mom doesn't care. The mom's, whatever happens in the third row, it stays in the third row. It's just, that's a whole other ball game back there. You want nothing to do with it. I don't believe the third seat can ever be cleaned. It's just universally evil. It's just like the white wall. It's just, there's just nothing but dead people back there.
Were you at any point in your childhood a third row kid?
Not really. When I spent all my summers in Alaska, my dad had a sweet old 70s Suburban, and we had the way, way back with the third row that was turned the other way.
Okay.
And that was badass.
That
was the only time, but that was only really on like camping trips.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of fun because you could, you know, that was just, and there was no seatbelts. You could just jump around. That was like I've never been an everyday third seat kid.
That's fair.
I've never had one of those.
We had a minivan, and my dad coached my baseball team all throughout and frequently gave kids rides, you know, to the games, to and from the games, because he's assistant coach. And we one time went to Taco Bell, and for some reason, somebody opened a Taco Bell hot sauce by clapping it.
Ooh.
And it exploded and hit, just all went up on the ceiling. And it was in the third row. Now that you've mentioned that... That stain actually stayed there for like Like the whole time we had the van. So like 5 or 6 years after that.
Yes.
No one ever cleaned it.
Yeah.
It was just hot sauce in the backseat.
One of the more painful moments of my life is when I was in college, and this was, Buckley, this was my Ryan Buckley moment. I had a K5 Blazer with Navajo blanket seats, and I had a motorcycle.
Nice.
And then I got married between my junior and senior year in college. Guess what happened to the motorcycle? Yeah, that was gone. I can't drive that anymore because I'm going to kill myself. And then the Blazer, it was the K5 Blazer, so it only had two doors. Well, that's
not going to work anymore.
That's not going to work.
Starting a family.
So that had to go. But watching my Blazer with if you've ever known that the Navajo blanket seats, they're like the all-time favorite. Like in the old 70s and 80s, I think we all know what that kind of looks like.
Yeah, I got you.
And to watch my beloved Taylor, who I love, she's been with me since she was like 2 and a half, but watching her destroy the back seat of that car, it like slowly ripped. It just ripped me apart. And I want to say for about 6 months, I tried to fight it.
You and the car both were kind of on the same trajectory here.
Yes. I was like, I wouldn't let the car seat sit on the seat. You'd have to have a blanket underneath it because it would dig into my seat.
Yeah.
And then that stopped after like 6 months. I was like, why isn't the blanket back there? And my wife would be like, you put it back there then. And then just watching just the chips and the suckers. I'll never forget seeing a green apple blow pop covered in like chicken nuggets that had been like wedged into the seat. And it wouldn't come off. So I grabbed it and pulled it, and it took a hunk of the seat out. Like,
oh, wow.
And it was a piece of me died. A piece of that seat was removed, and a piece of me died.
It was a metaphorical yank of both the car and your heart.
Yeah. And that's when I knew. That was my Ryan Buckley moment, when it was like, nope, no more motorcycles, no more two-door SUVs, and that's when you become a father.
Well, my little brother tortured my dad this way, in that, like, my brother was just so busy and so messy all the time that he couldn't be left to his own devices ever, and there was a time that my dad, like, left him in the car for a couple minutes while he, like, I don't know, returned a VHS at the video store or something like that. And my brother put saltine crackers in the vents of his AC of his car.
Oh.
And then he also, he shoved quarters into the cassette deck as if it was like a slot machine or
why
something.
Not?
And my dad couldn't figure out why his cassette deck wouldn't accept tapes. And also, like, why there were crumbs all over his vents every time he started the car or started the AC. And it was my brother.
Yeah. I had a buddy's car that smelled like fish, and they couldn't figure out why. One of his kids found a crab leg at the coast and put it in the third row.
Oh!
On the right home. I didn't find it for a couple of months.
That's awful. That must have stank.
Okay.
I promise at some point we will get to the game one of the Western Conference Finals. I do think, though, we should go, like, during the break, we should take a photo of the inside of Buck's car and the inside of my, and you could just post them and just be like, just which one of us has,
it'll be obvious,
little kids. It's alarming when you see kid car. I've never been inside your Subaru.
My car is gross, and it drives my wife.
I kind of feel like now I'm sensing a three photo.
It's not
taster's good. Choice. Kind of want to see inside the Subarus now.
I'll bring it tomorrow. I'll take a photo, and we can post it tomorrow.
But please take a photo. And by the way,
I will.
I don't want you to clean up.
That's fine.
I want you to open the door and take a photo.
I'll take a photo as you saw it.
It's real bad. Mine's real bad.
I'm kind of excited about what Nemec's bringing to the table.
It's not good.
All right, game one of the conference finals when we come back. Primetime, you're on the fan.
Jesus, wouldn't put up with kid crap in their car. Isaac Rock.
Like, that's why I would love to see Rob, like, in charge of, like, three little kids. Because at some point, they overwhelm you. Like, you can't keep a clean car if you've got three kids. Doesn't work.
No.
And Rob
possible.
Is like...
I stopped fighting after one.
Yeah. No, it's just they beat you down. They as Rob likes to say, kids are selfish and disruptive. They take all of your best laid plans, and you're like, one day you're like a plucky young... You know, think of Ryan Buckley. He's out there in Turkish bathhouses, and he's traveling the world. The next thing you know,
goldfish in the front seat.
Goldfish in the front seat, and not allowed to touch the thermostat.
Shove that straight up your little kid ass.
NBA game one tonight, which last night did feel weird going home and having nothing on. Like, there no the Mariners, the Mets, there was nothing on to watch. No NBA, no NHL. It was kind of weird. I just, like, I'm in that zone right now that when I go home, there's always something good to watch. And yeah. last night was one of those, what do you, I was, like, in no man's land. I was just fumbling around looking for something. Ended up settling on, like, the like a new episode of, like, The Last of Us. Why are you going there?
Family?
No.
Hi.
Yeah, it's like, family. Well, like, we eat together, but then everyone goes and does their own thing. I only have one. Like,
left. And
she just studies.
And older, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, mine's
just,
six.
She's, like, pre-med, so she just goes upstairs and does nerd practice.
I came home, and my daughter apparently insisted at grandma's house that she put on primetime. On the CW, so she could see Dad.
There you go.
So that was kind of cool. Well, she was really excited and then wanted to just spend
time. Well, tonight
time,
she can be excited about Timberwolves and Thunder. And
I think we lost her after one show.
I will say that for a conference finals that I don't have any rooting interest in any team, I have no thoughts one way or another about Indiana, New York, Minnesota, or Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. I don't hate and I don't like any squad. Like in the NHL, which is the East Finals, I have a deep rooting interest. I'm Edmonton 100%. They're the only team that I like. I hate the Florida Panthers. I hate the Carolina Hurricanes, and I find Dallas to be. Bleh.
I just feel like in general you would root for teams up north over teams in the south in almost any scenario.
It bothers me that hockey teams from the south, it's unnatural to me.
You guys can be here, just don't win anything.
Yeah, because they don't appreciate it. Florida won the Stanley Cup last year, and like nine people showed up to celebrate the. It doesn't matter.
No
one cares.
Right.
It belongs to a northern U.S. city, New York, Detroit, something like that, or give me one in Canada. And I like Edmonton. They have the best player in the world. He's never won a Stanley Cup. So having Connor McDavid win one, having McGregor win one.
You think he can skate?
I don't know if he can skate.
I don't think he can do much of anything right now.
But it would be like
when, I hear he does play in the snow.
It would be like when LeBron or Michael broke through. Like when Jordan won his first.
Yeah, it'd be like that. Yeah.
But in the NBA, I don't have a rooting interest, but I will say that I find these matchups to be intriguing. And why I'm kind of excited about it, I don't know if you have this, but when you're a free agent and you don't have any rooting interest, you kind of just get to sit down and wait for your fill-ins to lean one way or another, and that's kind of fun.
I am mostly sports agnostic.
Yeah.
Like, I like the Blazers, but I don't care a ton. Mm-hmm.
I will root for Portland against anybody.
And me too. I want them to win, but I'm not heavily invested. The Niners I'm heavily invested in. Ducks, Beavers, I want the local teams to do well always.
Yes.
But I watch a lot of college football because of former players I've watched or written about. And sometimes it's just like, all right, Houston and Nebraska, where am I going to go? And you realize usually first quarter somewhere you go, oh, I'm leaning this way.
Right?
Even know you're leaning one way.
Isn't that a great feeling? I think that's one of the most unique things about sports.
Yes.
And while I enjoy being sports agnostic as well, like I have a baseball team I root for and I have a hockey team I root for. Mm-hmm. And outside of that, and even in those sports, like if the Mets aren't playing someone, I can be lured into rooting for like in the playoffs when the Mets are eliminated, I can root for another team.
Someone or some fan base or something grabs you that you're like, this is cool, I'm on board.
Yeah, I'm not so over the top. Like the Red Wings are by far my favorite sports team. I named my son after one of their players.
Right.
But I, like this Edmonton run that they're on right now, I will be on my couch nervous for Edmonton.
Yeah.
So I'm open to having I'm a swinger. I'm a sports swinger.
Yeah.
I love my wife, but hey, I'm open to party.
Right.
I like to explore the studio.
You like space. A redhead, but you'll dabble in a Canadian.
I'm like, hey, what's up with this Canadian gal? She's got something cool. It's like, what is that scene from Anchorman? I don't know if she was like Brazilian or Chinese or I don't know, something weird. It was cool. But that's kind of one of my favorite parts about sports is just sitting there, and that will be tonight. I don't know who I will. I think I'm going to lean Oklahoma City. I have a feeling I'm going to lean that way. But you're right. Somewhere in the middle of the first quarter tonight, and two very different styles, right? Oklahoma City wants to have a rock fight and slow everything down and beat you up. And Oklahoma City wants to turn you over and just run. Somewhere tonight, these styles are going to hit. Styles make fights. And I'm going to, I guarantee at some point I'm going to be like, you cheap bastards. There's going to be one guy that's going to piss me off and I'm going to end up rooting for the other side. And for the rest of the series, I'm going to full on like be on that camp.
So I've had two of these where I really fell hard for a team, a player that I didn't necessarily have a rooting interest in prior to them being a storyline.
Yeah.
One was the year the Dallas Mavericks won the title. I loved Dirk. I fell in love with Dirk early in that playoffs. Yeah. And I was like, I'm all in. Before they were just in the finals, I was like, I'm all in on the Mavs. They played OKC with Durant and that team, that Westbrook Harden team. And I was all in. And so I was so happy when they won. And the very first one I can remember that I really was all in on, I was 11 years old. It was the Heisman campaign for Charles Woodson. Hmm. And I don't know why.
Yeah, he's got you, right?
He made a play or two in like week four or five. And then I was still Ducks Beavers all the time, but I was like, I'm all in on Michigan, and I love Charles Woodson. I just love Charles Woodson. And he won the Heisman, and I was so happy. And it's funny how sports can do that to
right?
you.
And but are you still a you're not still a Michigan guy, right?
Oh, in no way or shape or form. Just, it was literally that one, and I never rooted for Michigan again. Yeah. But I lived and died with Michigan that year because I loved Charles Woodson. The other team that got me big time was the Vince Carter, Antoine Jameson, North Carolina team. Because they were on, ESPN used to put games on at like 4 o'clock, 4:30, and they had a deal with the ACC.
Well, big Monday, right?
North Carolina was great. So I had a little hoop in the house, because I was probably like 9, 10 years old. I mean, not little, but little enough to play basketball in the house. And I would put those games on and play basketball in my house, and I watched almost every game, and definitely every game that was on TV, and just fell in love with that team. And sports can do that to you, and it can grab you for a week, it can grab you for a day, it can grab you for a season, but it is kind of magical how you go, where did you become a Jayhawks fan for 3 months? And it's like, I saw this play and thought it was cool.
Yeah,
sports is amazing.
I'm fired up. I think in the East, I think it's going to be the Knicks. I just, that city, there's something about a good energy. I don't know about you, but whenever I travel, the first thing I do is go on like StubHub and see what's in the area. Is there a game I can watch?
Okay.
NHL, Major League Baseball, doesn't matter.
You mean to go to?
To go to.
Okay.
So if I find myself in a city, like when we were in Italy, like we're like, what? We were in Florence. Oh, Florentine has a team. Well, let's go see soccer. I love seeing, that's cool. And I usually just go for the home team. If I go down, like when I'm not a Giants guy. I always give butt crap, but I think the Giants have one of, if it's probably my favorite stadium in all of baseball, minus Wrigley Field or Fenway, of the newer stadiums. And so when I go to a Giants game, unless they're playing the Mets, go Giants.
Yeah.
I love sitting there amongst the faithful and getting caught up into it.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. It's a great environment to just be a part of something like that. And for one glorious day, you're high-fiving people, you're hugging people, and it's just, you're sharing beers. And it really is the beautiful part about sports. And it's a shame, and I get that diehards make sports, but when you can allow yourself to be a little flexible and just get caught up in moments, I think it's a really neat thing in sports to not be so steadfast where you say, if it's not my team, F you, I'm not rooting for anything else.
I think the most fun I've had doing that, and I don't think it's bandwagonism, I think it's just finding a commonality. I've been to a lot of NCAA tournaments. My dad used to love to go.
Yeah.
And I've seen a 13 beat a 4. I've seen a buzzer beater.
Oh,
I've seen some really cool stuff.
I bet
stuff.
It's really cool to see that.
You are in a game where it's like 4 versus 13 or 5 versus 12, yeah. and it's within 4 with 6 minutes
to go. You're going for the dog every time.
The entire stadium turns, and you feel it because something will happen. Especially when it's like 8 to 10 in that range the whole time where you're like, they've kind of got control. And then there's like a 3 and then a turnover and the other team gets the ball and you can feel people kind of holding their breath.
Because suddenly
they make a bucket.
That are there to see other teams and didn't really have an interest in either of these otherwise, they just smell upset. And that's what March means. And there's this little energy that rises up in the building. Like, it, you can feel it through the TV. I've heard people like be there for that and said it's just unbelievable.
It's amazing. I've been to a Final Four. I've been to a national title game in football and basketball for college. I still think for energy, going to a neutral site, just the coolness of how unique sports is. Because national championship, great, and fans are obviously thrilled, and they're running out in the parking lot, and they're thrilled. But if you're just looking for that, like, neutral environment, and then it just shifts. you will get that in a first round game if you get an upset, and it is magical in a way that only sports can be.
Yeah, it's sports has a lot of negativity attached to it, and I get why. It can bring out the worst in people, but if you allow it, it can also bring out the best in you. And it may just be, like you said, small little snapshots. You'll never root for Western Kentucky maybe again, but in that moment, you are as invested in Western Kentucky as anyone in that building.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Because I think there's a greatness of sport that is that. And I think a lot of leagues in their own way capture that. To me, the WNBA in no way yet has captured that moment. But the bad, you mentioned the bad in sports.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like they're kind of leaning in to the bad rather than trying to find and embrace these like incredible Caitlin Clark, whoever moments that could potentially change their sport and have it take off?
That's interesting. I know we're up against it. We should revisit that because I see where you're going with that. And it might be one of those things where that league just needs attention. And unfortunately, and we've talked about this the way the NBA is covered. Can we all agree that in today's landscape, whether it's sports, politics, or whatever, it's the if it bleeds, it leads. And if all you're trying to do is get attention, there's something to leaning into the drama, the race baiting that's I think is going on, kind of the hatred angle of it, because it's what people pay attention to. And I don't know if they are established enough to stand on their own two legs yet. And so maybe that is a bit of a crutch they're leaning into. And we talked about this before. I think it's a dangerous road to go down. I think as many people as you can get that are going to pay attention to because of that, I don't know how many of those people have staying power because you're just watching the train wreck versus how many people are you turning off where you're like, dude, I don't want to deal with this crap.
Yeah.
Like that sport has a lot to offer, and it sure feels like right now they are trying to serve up the worst of it. And the NBA does some of this too. I think the NBA coverages a lot of this, but the NBA is already an established league, and I don't think necessarily has to worry about that as much. And so it's something to me. Maybe we'll get to it. But I mean, like right now, the biggest thing that's happened in the WNBA is two ESPN personalities don't cover the WNBA that are now in some sort of race war with each other over the WNBA. That's right. The number one story right now in the WNBA world is two football guys hating each other right now over something that happened in a WNBA
game. And that's kind of what I mean. Is it feels like that's the tone.
Yeah.
And sports, it is hard to capture. It has to be organic. Like there are organic moments that just hook you. Like for some reason, the Charles Woodson Eisen campaign for me. Yeah. And I think the WNBA has a golden opportunity right now to hook people. And instead, I think everyone's plugging their noses.
Interested to see. They're at a crossroads, but there's traction. And I hope that sport continues to grow because those gals are incredible athletes and they deserve the opportunity to have the limelight because they've been pushed in the corner for a long, long time. But again, you have to have people that are actually wanting to watch for the right reasons for that sport to truly grow and flourish. We come back in the news right here, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Running a little behind, but not too bad for us. I would say this is quasi-normal, but we still squeeze a couple in here. 4:43 on a Tuesday, and that means it is time for In the News. It's May 20th in the year of our Lord, 2025. It is National Quiche Day. Big quiche guy?
No, do not like a quiche.
No? I don't mind a quiche. Like, if I'm at a brunch and there's a quiche, I'm not anti-quiche, but I don't feel like I ever ask for a quiche.
I've never sought out a quiche.
No.
Quiche is fine, but why does it feel like if you're basically doing an egg pie, the only options are spinach or ham and cheese? Like, shouldn't we have a whole other world of quiches opened up to us?
Quiche should be like omelets.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Sure.
My gal.
In the sense that they're variety.
Yeah.
My gal makes, the BTJ makes, it's, I don't know if it's a quiche or if it's more of a casserole. I feel like it's a quiche. Mm-hmm. It's quiche adjacent. And it's made with, like, sausage, and there's, like, hash browns mixed in there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And it is in a pie, it is in a pie crust, and I think, is that, I think that's the definition of the quiche, right?
I think.
So, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if it's a pot pie, I don't know if it's a quiche, I don't know if it's a casserole.
We think!
But it's pretty good, and I think she calls it a quiche. But it's got some peppers, it's got some onion, it's got a little sausage gravy mixed in there with some hash browns.
Ooh. And, that sounds pretty good.
It's quite good. And if that's a quiche, then I'm on board. But you're right. The traditional spinach, and it's just a lot of egg. I don't need that much egg.
And if I'm having egg, do I want pie crust and egg?
Mm. Well, yeah, do crust, I want a slice of egg pie, yeah, or do I just want to, like, have my
egg? I could just have an egg. I don't. Mm. Why do I need it in pie form?
It's also National Streaming Day, so I think everyone.
Thank you for listening.
There you go.
And watching.
Well, streaming TV. I think most people now are kind of on board. I mean, more people are cutting the cord. I thought I'd be the last guy to ever cut the cord, but I cut the cord like 2 years ago. Don't miss it.
I YouTube TV'd a long time ago, and it was like $40.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the greatest thing in the world, and now it's kind of the price of everything else.
I joined not long after you. I think $49.99 when I started on YouTube TV, and now it's just like every 6 months it's up another $15. Mm.
And when you have a kid, and you can attest to this, when you have a kid, because they want to watch so many different shows, you have to have Disney Plus and Netflix and Hulu and Paramount Plus, and it all adds up to be.
It's almost like we should just have one provider that carries all of those.
Right.
Yeah. I will said it a million times. I will continue to say it. Look into streaming boxes. They're readily available on the internet, and they're great.
Okay.
One-time cost and no fees, and it might just get every channel known to man and every sporting event and everything else all in one convenient package with no subscriptions. Not sure the legality of it. Not saying I have one. I'm just saying.
How much are they?
They're readily available on the interwebs.
How much are they?
Someone who would know.
Not that I would know, right. But I've heard a rumor about $250 to $270.
Okay.
And that's the only thing you'll ever pay.
Sunday ticket?
Everything under one.
Oh!
So.
Okay.
Every pay-per-view, every sport game, every.
Hypothetically,
yeah. Literally every channel that is streamed, every event that is streamed, is yours subscription-free. for the low, low cost of one streaming box.
Heavens to Betsy.
Not that I would know, because, again, I don't know what the legality of it is. It's also National Pick Strawberries Day, which, why would you ever do that? I don't understand fruit picking. I'll just go to the store and buy fruit. It's not that expensive. And I feel like actually going to pick fruit is more expensive than me just going to buy fruit at the store. And this one is near and dear to my heart, even though I'm terrible. It's National Rescue Dog Day. Go rescue a dog. And it's so hypocritical because I don't rescue dogs. I buy my dogs and I'm terrible. I should rescue dogs and I don't. Because every time I see a rescue dog, I just, my heart melts, but I just, I don't do it.
Gobi Boy's a rescue. He's a sweetheart.
They're way better. It is honestly one of those things that I don't know.
They appreciate it more.
They do.
They don't come from money.
No. Believe me, it bothers me in my heart of hearts that I don't rescue dogs.
Yeah.
I've fostered and then ended up keeping senior dogs.
Okay.
When I lived on property, I used to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would find dogs that were like 9, 10, 11 years old that people abandoned, and I would take them in and I would keep them until they passed away.
That's nice of you. That's noble.
Every dog I've really had, though, that I've raised has been a dog that
when
I've
we
purchased.
Went, there were, again, half German Shepherd, half Black Lab.
Yeah.
We went in, and it was like a movie. There were 9 of them. They all sat down right against the fence and tails swishing back and forth. And in that moment, and in that, so that was what, 4 seconds in, my wife's like, well, crap, we're getting a dog. Today's the day.
There's something about, I think I like knowing what I'm getting. I like knowing what the size is going to be. I like getting to meet the parents.
See, that was a problem for us.
And the temperament. And
they promised us it would be, Gobi would be no bigger than 60 pounds.
Yeah.
He is a 97 pound.
Right? And that's, I like knowing. So I've, my adult life, I had a Rottweiler that I raised. I had a Boxer that I raised. We had two Bulldogs that I've raised and Akita. And unfortunately, they have all been, I've bought them all.
I mean, you realize you can control that. Like, you could just stop doing that.
And yet I can't. I mean it. Like, yeah. It's a problem.
It's fair.
And every time I say, all right, this is the last one, I'm going to go rescue a dog, and I don't.
Well, we rescued Gobi. We adopted Gobi, and we love him to death. He's amazing. And when we adopted him, they all had different news anchor names. Yeah. His name was Anderson Cooper. And he's not Silver Fox. I mean, he's a black-haired dog. But anyway, his name was Anderson Cooper. He quickly caught on to Gobi.
Yeah. Well, again.
Not for you.
Go. But, no, but it is.
Everybody go do it, just not soon.
Do as I say, not as I do.
That's fair.
You should rescue your dog. It's better that way. I just am a hypocrite, and it bothers me that I am, but at least I'm honest about my hypocrisy. All right, we come back. We've got big election news that could happen tonight. $2 billion on the line for public schools. We have goat murder and a horrible news out of a Portland middle school. And then an interesting attendance policy thing coming out. So we got a lot of Portland school news. And then, of course, the horrific goat thing. So all of that in the news when we come back. Primetime here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we're smack dab in the middle of In the News. Game one of the Western Conference Finals getting ready to go on. Just looking at Chet Holmgren, he is the weirdest looking NBA player since like Nick Van Exel, a.k.a. Sam Cassell.
He was the number one prospect in the country coming out of high school.
He's obviously really good.
No, he is good. I couldn't get behind that because it was like he has to be two or three. He can be top five even. He's good. He's really good. You can't be that build and be generational. I don't think you can.
He looks like, have you ever seen the movie The Burbs? He looks like one of the Klopeks. Have you ever seen the movies The Burbs with Tom Hanks? He looks like Dr. Klopek's weird nephew that just got stretched. And maybe he's a super nice guy. I look at him and I'm like, really?
I feel like he looks like one of the Geico cavemen had a cool hip brother.
Yeah. It's
coming out of high school, he was 7 foot and weighed 190 pounds.
He's like 195 pounds now.
I think he's listed at 205.
It's fascinating, guys like that, you can't put on weight. But I digress. We'll get...
By the way, he came out in the same class as Paolo Banchero at number two and Shaedon Sharpe of your Portland Trailblazers at number three. I knew there was a local tie there. I couldn't remember who it was.
Before we get to school news, Ogun man gets 3 years in prison for burglary and killing a pet goat in the Dalles. I don't know if you've seen this story, but apparently Matthew Allen Looker, he's 50 years old. He was sentenced to 38 months in prison for first-degree burglary and aggravated animal abuse charges. The judge said that he found no remorse. Now, get this. According to a probable cause document, he told the arresting officer that he went to the property located off of Salt Creek Road. This was in October of last year. Of all the reasons you could go up to a property on Salt Creek Road, he said he, quote, could smell meth from the highway. Anyone know what meth smells like?
Yes.
Yeah, you know
what? I know what a meth lab smells like.
You know what?
Like.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of smells like cat pee.
Oh, I can't say I knew. Well, he claims that from the highway, he could smell meth and believed that they were making meth at the residence. And so he decided, nay. Instead of calling the police, he decided to just rock on up to the door. So he shows up at the door and he Van Dams in the front door and he goes rolling in. He broke into, by the way, the residence was a trailer. So he kicks open the door to a trailer, forces his way in because he smelled meth. I personally think he was just looking to score meth. He claims that he wanted to stop him. And
he thought he's playing the I was actually trying to stop a meth ring play.
Yeah, he said that they
were. Oh, I thought he was going to buy meth and he was just an idiot admitting that.
No, he said he could smell meth on the highway and he believed that they were making meth and he thought that they were doing wrong. So he showed up.
I'm sure.
And broke into the trailer. And he eventually came across a goat. Apparently, in the trailer, they had a trailer goat that was just hanging out.
Meth goat?
Meth goat. Well, it doesn't say in here, according to this, they weren't making meth.
No, I know. That's his assumption, I'm saying. He thought he found a meth goat.
And this is the interesting part. And this is, again, a direct quote that my man here, who's doing 3 years in prison, told the arresting officer. Quote, he told me that he knew the goat was wicked and needed to be put down. The arresting officer said the probable cause document, he told me he went to the goat and slit its throat with his knife.
Whoa.
And then choked it out.
I think once you've slit its throat, the choking is sort of irrelevant. But
and
okay.
Then after that, apparently, his job was done. He got back in the pickup and drove away, but one of the residents followed him in his vehicle. So apparently there was someone there, not in the trailer, sees the man leaving the trailer and is like, hey, the dude just murdered my goat, follows him in his vehicle. The authorities eventually found him.
Okay, wait. Stop for a second. I've got a question. So he kicks in this trailer. He's looking to stop meth.
According to him.
No, I know. Just bear with me here. Finds a wicked goat, slits its throat, chokes it out, and goes, mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
And then just gets back in his car and leaves?
Drives away.
Okay.
Drives away.
Just making sure I've got his version of events right.
Well, just, and if you look him up, look, of the guy that you think did this, I'm not going to say that he necessarily looks that way. I don't think you'd look twice at him. Yeah, he's actually, dare I say, he kind of looks like RFK Jr. a little bit. He's kind of got a little silver fox thing going for himself. He's not a bad-looking guy. He's not all methed out or whatever.
I'm having a hard time finding
drugs.
Him.
Yeah, Matthew Allen Looker, Luker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, but sometimes those guys, they look normal for like a standstill.
Yeah.
But you get them, especially when meth's involved, they start scratching and twitching. Mm. And then you're like, dead giveaway, you know, if it were a GIF.
Yeah.
But it's a still shot, and so you don't see all the other stuff going on.
Well, just warning, if you're driving through the Dalles and you smell meth, don't.
Yeah, it's just a goat.
It's just a goat. And if you see the goat, don't murder the goat, because then you get three. By the way, 3 years in prison seems like a lot, but I'm...
Oh, I don't think so at all. You know how dangerous it is for someone? Like, yes, right, he killed a goat. But think of this man in society. Yeah. A dude who thinks he smells meth, breaks into a property, kicks a door in, murders an animal, and drives away thinking he accomplished something. That kind of person probably needs to take a time out for a few days.
3 years.
Even longer.
Yeah. And then tonight, we're getting some big news. So they said around 8 o'clock tonight, we'll know some results that are start trickling in here. But, you know, we got some elections going on in the Portland area. And the Portland Public Schools are on the ballot. And there is a $1.8 billion bond that is on the table tonight. Mm-hmm. And this comes after the Portland Public School Board met on Monday. They approved the new superintendent's $2 billion proposed budget, but there is a massive shortfall, of course, because there always is.
Right.
And they're saying that the district is facing a $40 million budget shortfall that has led to several resources to go on the chopping block. The teachers union is hoping that the $1.8 billion bond would help reduce some of the proposed cuts. And so some of that would go towards modernizing Cleveland and Jefferson and Ida B. Wells, the high schools. And despite the potential help from the bond, the Portland Association of Teachers, their president, still says that the state needs to step up and basically invest in our schools, invest in our kids. And this would be a big step. So I'm always in favor of funding the schools. So
as am I.
Fingers crossed tonight that the $1.8 billion goes through and we put some money into our
schools. It is bold of a superintendent. I'm all for schools. It is bold of a superintendent to say, how much do we have? And they say $200 million. Because they're asking for $1.8, they need two.
Yeah. Billion, by the way, not million.
$1.8 billion, right. Right, and you have $200 million and you go, you know what we could use? An extra $1.8 billion.
Well, and that's over several years.
No, I get it. Yeah. I'm just saying when you're only like 10% of the way there, asking for, like, when you ask for a raise or whatever, you don't ask for a 90% increase on what you got or, nine times what you've got.
Well, I will say money isn't always the answer because a lot of times we piss away money and government is just so inefficient. But I tend to blindly, and maybe that's naive of me, but I tend to blindly say if I'm going to vote for one thing to fund, we should fund schools.
And that's me too, honestly. Yeah. I just think it's funny to ask when you have $200 million to say, okay, we need $1.8 billion.
Hey, we got a shortfall of a couple hundred million bucks. I want $1.8 billion. But, you know, when you have a $2 billion budget, you know, this would go a long way. So, again, whenever it's on the ballot in my area and it comes across, do you want to vote for schools?
We always support schools. My parents were both teachers. Yes. So
go teachers, go schools. That'll do it for In the News. When we come back, headlines, primetime here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.